Israel, Netherlands, United Kingdom, Estonia, France, Romania, Malta, Norway, Russia, Belgium, Cyprus, Iceland, Spain, Denmark, Germany, Switzerland, Croatia, Sweden, former Yugoslav Republic of Macedonia, Finland, Latvia, Turkey, Ireland, Austria.
The opening of the 2000 Eurovision Song Contest, simply epic. Yes, a very good day to you, and welcome to the first ever Eurovision Showcase show of 2016. I am your host, Kieran Tuttiot, and stick around for a 1 hour showcase of the best Eurovision Song Contest songs of all time, and some news sprinkled in.
Thank you.
Yes, that's Lindsay Drakus with a No Dream Impossible United Kingdom entry in 2001. Coming 15th, which is a pretty much of a middle position-ish. 15th out of 23. Could have been better, but there you go. As you can tell, the 2000s weren't necessarily the best decade for the UK. Nope. But could this year, 2016, be the year for the United Kingdom? Or we'll have to wait and see, won't we? But a good friend of mine, Tommy Ferguson, who runs two Eurovision shows on a station called Mearns FM up in Stonehaven in the northeast coast of Scotland, has a segment in one of his shows which showcases a song from the UK national finals. And it really intrigued me that this song didn't even make it to the televised national final, A Song for Europe 2001, the selection show where the United Kingdom picked six songs. And back in 2001 and sort of in the early 2000s, we used to select four songs out of eight from the BBC Radio 2 national selection. And those four out of the eight will go on to the televised national final. But the next song I'm going to play for you now was highlighted in Tommy's segment on Mearns FM, which you can download his shows from the radiointernational.tv website. And he highlighted this fantastic song I'm going to play for you. It's from Luke Galliela, and it's called To Die For. And randomly enough, this was also co-produced by Pete Waterman of Stock, Aitken & Waterman fame, of course.
To die for money gives a life no meaning. To die for glory would be too easy. To die for pride ain't good enough. But love, 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 here's to die for. To fight for something that you believe in. To give as much as you're receiving. To fall asleep each and every night in love. Love, love, love is to die for. I believe love's the key that opens up your heart and sets you free. And that love isn't lying, it just chooses not to see the flaws in you and I. Maybe I'm mistaken, but I'll always let my feelings show. And I give it all away to be with you, 'cause in my
Luke Galliena for Die For, the UK National Final 2001. If that went to Copenhagen, do you think that may have done better than Lindsay Drakus? Well, who knows?
Well, you don't know, there's no way.
Wait, wait, wait.
Oh,
what you gonna do?
Oh,
what you gonna do?
Oh,
nothing. No, 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 my soul. No, 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 my soul. No, 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 my soul. Hello, First FM. I am Destiny from Malta. My song this year is called Not My Soul. Thank you.
Comme après l'orage, son vent les nuages, les nuits d'été, sommeil obligé, face à ton parfum, je retrouve mon chemin. Il pleut de l'or chaque fois que tu me parles d'amour. En s'en partant pour faire le grand tour sous la voûte étoilée, les destins sont dorés. Il pleut de l'or. Et au matin, secret commun, les regards échangés sont complices de l'été. Le jour chasse la magie, restent les yeux qui brillent. Il pleut de l'or chaque fois que tu me parles d'amour. Il pleut de l'or en s'en partant pour faire le grand tour. Les destins sont dorés. Il pleut de l'or toute la nuit et jusqu'à l'aurore. Il pleut de l'or dans sa veille.
Für immer. canal. Was dich weiß, ist, dass wir zwei zusammenbleiben. Es ist aus,
es ist aus, für immer. Ich will raus,
ich will raus,
für immer.
Aus dem Haus,
aus dem Haus,
für immer so.
Was dich bei uns ja nicht neu.
Ja,
du bist frei,
du bist frei,
für immer.
Es ist aus,
für immer so,
was ist bei uns ja nicht neu.
Bleib bei mir für immer, ganz bei mir für immer. Du und ich für immer,
trennen können wir uns doch nie.
Lindsay DePaul and Mike Moran, the United Kingdom entry in 1977, but the German entry, Für Immer, the English one was obviously Rock Bottom. And before that, we had the Swiss entry in 2010, which sadly did not qualify, Michael van de Heide with Il Pleut de l'Or, or in English version was called It's Raining Gold. Yes. He had very piercing eyes, I remember. Quite scary stuff, and probably put off the televoters. It was a very camp performance, if I remember rightly. And I think it was the first ever entry to be announced for the 2010 Eurovision, internally selected by the Swiss too. And I remember thinking, dearie me, what's going on down there? It's slightly random. Anyways, we're going to head over to the 2000 Eurovision Song Contest and the Spanish entry. Lovely, lovely, easy listening song from Selafin Zubidi. And his song is called Calgano Dun Un Sueño.
Seguir.
Oh, wow. The sax. Annika Ökland with her song in Finnish, which is called Shanghai Lights in English. Shanghailen Vot, I think is what it is in Finnish. And before that, we had a song from the German national final in 1975, which is from Marianne Rosenberg with Erd Gesunucht Mir. I hope I haven't murdered that. Apologies to any German speakers out there. I tried to do my best. Okay, before we go to the Eurovision news here on the Eurovision Showcase with me, Kieran Tutsiets, we're going to head over to Melody Festival in 2005 and a song from their national final from Sweden, okay? And she's known particularly as a goddess to many Swedish Eurovision fans. And she is simply an amazing singer anyway. It's Shirley Clamp with the song Elt Elskar Dig.
Du, rör vid mitt inre. Du, du fyller mitt sinne. En dröm förvandlas till en värld.
Shirley Clamp, Elskar Dig, from the Swedish National Final in 2005. Oh, yes. And it's just gone 5:31. It is now time for this. Yes, you're listening to the Eurovision Showcase, and it's now time for the Eurovision News here on 92.3 Forest FM. With me, Kieran Tuttiet, it is Sunday, the 3rd of January, 2016. Yes, on Friday morning, a Finnish broadcaster, YLE, have released 18 snippets of their songs that they will compete in the Finnish national final, UMK. You can listen to the songs via their Instagram. Yes, their Instagram page. Find out more on eurovoir.com. Earlier today, the five hopefuls of the Belgium national final sang covers of Eurovision songs, and they sang a collection of Hold Me Now, Euphoria, Dum Tek Tek, Every Way That I Can, and also Rhythm Inside. Also, the six national finalists in the Spanish national final have been announced. They are Kyuso Yonez, Electric Nena, Salvador Beltran, Berry, Madrid, and also Maria Isabel. And Maria Isabel won the Eurovision Song Contest for the juniors in 2004 in Lillehammer, Norway. So she looks like the favourite at the moment. Full versions of all of the songs in the Maltese national final have been released. You can check all of them on YouTube as well as the TVM website. Nina Sablati, who represented Georgia at the 2015 Eurovision Song Contest, has released a new song and her new music video, and it's called Dark Desire. Mazitral, who was in the Hungarian national final for this year's Eurovision, has been disqualified and has been replaced by Vicky Singh. And finally, last Sunday, the Albanian national final, Festival Dikengës, concluded, and Edena Tarafa will represent Albania at the 2016 Eurovision Song Contest in Stockholm, Sweden. Yes, and that is your Eurovision news here on the Eurovision Showcase with me, Kieran Tuttiet. You're listening to 92.3 Forest FM.
Feel the music with Forest FM.
Yes, we do have our very first song for the 2016 Eurovision Song Contest. Now, last year, in 2015, Albania changed their song, and because they didn't feel that the song that won Festival Dikengës was Eurovision enough, basically, and wasn't suitable to go to a competition, even though it won a competition. I know, it doesn't make any sense at all, randomly. But so Albania have the right to change it, and every country does, until the heads of delegation for the Eurovision Song Contest. It was about mid-March, towards the end of March. That's when all of the entries need to be in. So anybody could change the songs, but officially-ish, we do have our first song for the 2016 Eurovision Song Contest. So let's hear it now. It is the Albanian entry, and it's from Edena Tarafa with the song Perale, which means English. In English, it means fairy tale. Yeah, you get it. So, Albania 2016.
Kjo prav e du Një shpërli Një funga ato Si gjvetëm unë ti dim me e shumë lot Se akuma ka shumë shmenduri me shpirt Dhe vetëm, vetëm dashuri
Seem
there we are. That's Eldena Tarafa with Parali and the Albanian 2016 Eurovision song. And it's probably more likely to be sung in English than what she's told Eurovision.tv. So we shall wait and see about that. but it particularly wasn't my favourite of the Albanian National Final Festival, Ikingis. This one particularly was mine, and it never wasn't even ranked in the top 10, and I cannot believe it. I seriously cannot believe it. It's a travesty, actually. It's Lindy Islami. Simple song on a guitar, but it was beautiful. And it was Parale Nerge Mukuli. My perfect Albanian there. enjoy this. And I've got another song from the Albanian National Final coming up after this. Another favourite of mine.
Letter Epar Bitavoli Mukam as Nifyar Gatiani Czy porewnie kuj ty z dżon Doszta pse ty mamungon E ty si kurnia minut Me ty to ma jebte szum Frym zim Dhe do I bëja një mikëng I mbaj Ato faqe që I thurëm njëri Tjetrit bashk Ende në sirta Sot ja Ska mos I tregon aseri as historina semrin ti e ti si kur një minut me ty
There we are, that's the lovely Beza Kralacinski with Toroje Zemren, which was from the Albanian National Final 2016. Festival of the Kengis 2015, yes. So, anyway, we'll move swiftly on. Now, last week I asked you, the lovely listener, to get in contact with me via Facebook, facebook.com/ESC Showcase, and also via Twitter, @ESC Showcase. And I wanted to hear your top three of any particular country. And the lovely Sadie Trent has got in contact with us. Thank you for getting in contact, Sadie. Lovely to hear from you. And you've given me your top three Ukrainian entries ever. And I'd probably have to go with this list too. And what a mighty list it is too. So we're going to head over to the Ukraine. And first up, we're going to play the Ukrainian winner from 2004, the wonderful Ruslana with Wild Dancers. Next up's Ukraine 2008, Annie Lorak with Shady Lady.
Staying alive, now I'm changing my life with
an amazing tune. And this one, a Ukrainian entry in 2013, it's Zlatka Ogavinich with Gravity.
Nothing comes from dreams but dreams. Still you believe in wonder. Something happens and it seems like a strike of thunder. Nothing comes from
amazing Gravity from Zlatka Ogavenich. Yeah, oh, brilliant, brilliant stuff. Okay, it's now on to our final song of this evening's Eurovision Showcase on 4SFM with me, Kieran Tuttiot. Yes, I'm afraid so. Thank you for joining me, by the way. Stick around, because the next song is Slovenia 2007. Oh, so underrated, I thought. And deserve a lot better in the grand final. But it was slightly difficult for Central and Western European countries to do well in 2007. And yes, but then again, if you send a song like Flying the Flag from Scooch, then what do you expect, really? We should have sent Cindy! Grr. Anyways, so the Slovenian entry did not disappoint. It's from Alenka Gotar with Svet ze Juga. I hope you enjoy this. This is an amazing, amazing tune. It'll give you goosebumps, I'm sure.
Kako bom brez tebe
Oh, broke the windows almost. Alenka Gotar. No, she's an amazing tune. Svetgaluga, which in English means Flower of the South. Slovenia 2007. And that is the Eurovision showcase for this week. Well, thank you once again for joining me, Kieran Tuttitt, for the Eurovision Showcase here on Forest FM. Remember, keep in contact with the show by following us on Twitter at ESC Showcase, and also like us on Facebook, facebook.com/ESC Showcase. Find out more details and all the links are on our website, forestfm.co.uk. Remember, you can download and subscribe to the podcast as well on iTunes and any podcast app. Give us the 5-star review that we deserve. Or at least I hope so. But make sure you join us next Sunday here on Forest FM at 5 p.m. GMT. So look after yourselves, enjoy 2016, and hopefully very soon we'll get some details on what the UK is doing for this year's Eurovision Song Contest. Arrivederci, au revoir, auf Wiedersehen, and see you next week.